for me, it was first just an attraction to the medium, the clay, the plasticity, and the tactile rewards involved, and the challenge of being able to make something on the wheel. I just thought, well, now that looks really cool. I have to learn how to do that. But the other thing that has made me stay with it for 35 years is that I was the first generation in my family that had the opportunity to go to college, and the first generation in my family that had an opportunity to actually choose something to do for a living that was not just about making ends meet. It was more an esoteric choice. And my father was a good man, but I watched him work his entire working life, and his job was a means to an end, provide for his family. But I don't think he ever really enjoyed his work that much. And I've been doing this for 34 years, and I'm anxious to get up and go every day.
Yeah, I agree. There's something just very compelling about working with clay. I was lucky that when I was very young, my mother started going on a quest for herself. You know, she had, I was the third child, and then she had another two after me, and she just said, there's got to be more to life than just this. And she started learning all kinds of different art things. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that she did when I was quite young was took a pottery class. And she brought clay home. She got to borrow a wheel and bring it home. Mm. And I got to play around with it, which was very lucky for me. And when I was in high school, my high school became an arts magnet school my last year of high school. And they changed a building across the street into a complete total art studio. And so I finally got to take pottery classes. And so I was very lucky to get that start in high school and then went on to college and went on and just continued doing pottery. And I knew I wanted to pursue that to make a living. And so it just, this was in the early 70s, and it just was a renaissance for people having an opportunity to sell their work. And clay just has always spoken to me. I have taken time away from throwing. I've taken, you know, I've done some sculptural stuff and just said, okay, I'm not going to try to make a living for a year. But I've always come back to working on the wheel. And I do hand building as well, but I've always come back to doing functional work. And I just love it. It is always fresh and always new and always interesting. Really, I can't imagine stopping